Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Embassy of the United Arab Emirates.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Here's the December timeline we're all watching closely. On Friday, Republicans are scheduled to release their tax bill. On Monday, the Senate is scheduled to vote on the legislation. Tuesday, the House is planning to take up the bill. And the remainder of that week is all about government funding, which expires Friday, December 22nd. There is now a chance the House will move first on the tax bill, according to multiple sources involved in the talks. The Senate was supposed to vote Monday, followed by the House, as we just said. But now there's a thought that the House goes first so they can push through a government funding bill while the Senate wrestles with the tax bill.
There are plenty of problems facing Republicans. First, absences. John McCain is in the hospital. Thad Cochran hasn't voted in the last several days. There continues to be big government funding misgivings. House Republicans had a tense internal meeting yesterday afternoon in which they laid out their plan to fund the Pentagon for the year while keeping the government on a short-term spending plan that runs to January. House Republicans are facing pressure to pass that bill and leave town, an attempt to try to force the Senate to swallow it. But the Senate cannot pass this package. And if the House leaves town, the government could shut down.
The Washington Post is reporting that Senator John McCain has been admitted to Walter Reed for recovery from side effects of another round of treatment for his brain cancer. McCain missed his third straight day of Senate votes Wednesday. Meanwhile, Republicans look like they are making real progress on their tax bill. The Wall Street Journal reports that the highest earning Americans will get a lower tax rate and corporations will pay slightly more than in previous bills. The deal would set the top rate at 37%, the Journal is reporting, lower than today's 39.6% and lower than the top rate each of the House and Senate bills had previously included.
The fallout from Alabama continues. Ileana Johnson and Alex Eisenstadt report on the civil war between Steve Bannon and Mitch McConnell erupting anew, with both sides laying blame of the loss in Alabama on each other. The New York Times is a nugget that Bannon is still very closely in touch with Trump. The president and Bannon spoke for 15 minutes by phone Tuesday. Despite their tight relationship, Annie Carty reports that Trump had an unexpected reaction to Roy Moore's Alabama loss. Magnanimity.
The New York Times reports that Democrats are trying to go on office post-Roy Moore, with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling on Senate Republicans to not vote on the tax bill until Doug Jones is sworn in. Mitch McConnell is, of course, moving full steam ahead on the bill. John Bresnahan and Alana Shore report that 2018 is looking a lot like 2010 for Republicans, when Republican Scott Brown won an upset Senate race in Massachusetts and party leaders were looking to jam through Obamacare. And Kevin Robillard reports that Senate Democrats are increasingly hopeful about their chances at taking back the majority.
CNN's MJ Lee is reporting that a former aide to Congressman Blake Fahrenthold of Texas has come forward, sharing a damning account of behavior from the Texas Republican, calling him verbally abusive and sexually demeaning, which caused this aide physical and emotional distress. This reporting is almost certain to result in another round of questions about whether Republican leaders should try to force Fahrenthold to resign. Heather Cagle reports that Marcy Kaptur of Ohio, one of the longest-serving House Democrat, spoke at the House Democratic Caucus meeting Wednesday and told colleagues that women's clothing is an invitation to harassment. She wants Capitol Hill to have a stricter dress code.
And a sad story in Kentucky. A lawmaker who on Tuesday denied allegations that he had molested a 17-year-old girl in 2012 died Wednesday night of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, the Lexington Herald Leader reports. State Representative Dan Johnson died of a single gunshot wound.
Trump's Thursday, the president will have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. He will participate in an event focused on deregulation and will meet with RNC Chair Ronna Romney McDaniel.
And in the juice, we've got the latest list of GU Spring Fellows. They include Nadeem El-Shami, former Chief of Staff to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who's now an EVP at Signal Group, Stephen Law, President and CEO of the Senate Leadership Fund, American Crossroads and Crossroads GPS, Dorothy McAuliffe, First Lady of Virginia, Eugene Scott, a political reporter at the Washington Post, and Katie Walsh Shields, former Deputy Trump White House Chief of Staff and Senior Advisor and former Chief of Staff at the RNC. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.